You're listening to the Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan NHL Postseason Playoff Edition Podcast.
Chicago Nashville is top of the list on the NHL bracket.
Okay, let's start with Chicago versus Nashville.
I'm just going to go into it. Chicago. Yeah. Chicago in six. I want to go Chicago in five.
So what you're thinking is that Pekka Rinne and Piki Subban will not be able to conjure up the chemistry or the magic to fend off the unbelievable Chicago Blackhawks, who are competitive every damn year.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Pekka Rinne will not be good enough. Ryan Johansson won't be good enough. James Neal has been playing on the third line most of the time.
Yeah,
he won't be good enough. Philip Forsberg will be their best player. And, I mean, PK is a playoff proven playoff performer, but it's just not going to be enough to beat Chicago. I think their depth is too good. With the Richard Panics, like, well, man, you guys should have never let that guy go. The guy's amazing.
You know, that guy just keeps getting better with every team that he joins after the Maple Leafs, right? Because he's on his second team now. So, good for him. Thanks for showing up, 2 minutes a game, and that's about it. So I'm not going to go ahead and extol the virtues of Richard Panik.
Because he's no longer in a Leafs uniform, that's why.
No, because, I just...
No, honestly, because he didn't warrant it. Of course, I'm kidding about him being so good.
Are you letting
him go?
I want to do a Richard Panik special where for 30 minutes, all we do is talk about his life and times.
He's pretty damn good.
Yeah, absolutely.
25 plus goals.
Let me ask you this question. How many more years will Nashville keep making the playoffs and being completely underestimated or written off? Because it just feels like they never get any respect. Don't you agree?
Chicago gets old, that's when they'll start getting respect.
It's a shame.
These guys will be old, too, because they, too, age.
They're a
phenomenon.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to baseball, I find. Not in Toronto. But
No. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You believe that no one peaks.
No, I believe that sometimes in certain scenarios, certain players can have great years even though they're 36, 38, or 39 years old. Just ask Carlos Beltran or ask David Ortiz. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you just because they're regressing that you just give up. that tired sigh is an indication that I'll do a nice cut. But you talk about Chicago when they get old.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you consider them a legit cup contender. You think they're going to do this in five or six games?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say that Nashville takes them to the brink because I watched a couple of Blackhawks games towards the end of the year on various
When they played Toronto, I think?
No. I'm talking about when they – yeah, that's a good one. I watched them play San Jose earlier in the month, and I just got the impression that, they're an unbelievable team, but I don't know if it's going to come down to whether or not their leadership group there feels the spark to win yet another cup. And – I don't know. Do you agree with the notion that maybe their cup runneth over, or maybe because they've won so many, they just want to keep winning more? What drives them? I mean, they've already won. The average guy there in their nucleus group, leadership group, has won three cups, right?
Yes.
So what drives them to win another, in your opinion?
The will to compete. That's what got them three cups in the first place. That's how champions are made. They're special players.
They are.
Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Duncan Keith, Corey Crawford, Brent Seabrook, they're going to lead the way. And now you've got Richard Panik.
You forgot Hossa, but you brought up Panik.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. And I love Hossa. You've got Hossa as well. And then you have, the Russian kid whose name is escaping me. Patty Kane's line mate, his good buddy.
Oh, It's escaping me too, but if we think about it long enough, we can make a cool edit, make it seem like we remembered it.
Yeah.
Panarin?
That's it, Panarin.
Bam.
You got six, a great top six, deep
not
enough
bad
top
for
six,
a guy who started watching like 6 months ago.
Yeah, your phone's got good LTE speed. You must have looked that up on the Wikipedia machine. Anyway.
Wow, that's stunning.
So you've got Chicago, or you've got Nashville in seven, or Chicago in seven?
I got Chicago in seven. I think Nashville's going to take them to the brink.
Okay, so we both agree Chicago's moving on.
Yeah, Chicago's moving on.
Okay, so the other matchup we got, Minnesota, St. Louis.
Wow, that's a tough one. That's a coin flip,
yep,
as far as I'm concerned.
I think that is a coin flipper.
It wouldn't have been up until a month ago when Minnesota stopped playing.
In Minnesota. Series starts in Minnesota, if that helps you with your decision. So you go first on this one, since I chose Chicago on the first one. Chicago on the first one. You choose your winner on this one.
Well, you know, I've always had a soft spot for Minnesota because I believed in the leadership group spearheaded by our friends, Mr. Parise and Suter. And this is kind of good comeuppance because the fact is it's taken them a while to get to this elite perch. Even last year, I don't think they were a serious cup contender. And this year, for the most part of the year, they were. But the last 6 weeks, they haven't been. They've been junk. And they've been playing really badly. And I watched a couple of games and I realized that they have to turn it around and be like one of those teams that basically backs into the playoffs and hopes they get hot. And it's for that reason I'm thinking St. Louis is going to prevail and find a way to beat them. Because there's high expectations, obviously, with the Blues and their early round exits. So I think this is the year that the Blues make some hay and end up winning in seven games.
Seven games, St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is pretty tough. Initially, I was thinking St. Louis, but I'm concerned about their goaltending. Jake Allen versus
Devin Dubnyk is not exactly a fair battle.
So I'm going to go, and then I like their forward group better than Minnesota's, even though they have Parise and Koivu and the underperforming Martin Hanzel, who I believe was not doing anything after he was traded.
Didn't you have him in the pool as well?
Never.
Yeah, it sounds like a player you'd pick up to be all clever and stuff at the end of the year.
I'll go, I'm going to go with the Dubnyk factor only because, but it very well could be St. Louis, but since I have to choose one, Minnesota in seven.
Good
in
stuff.
Possibly the least watched playoff opening round in the NHL because it's not very glamorous at all.
I think the Jays' fourth spring training game will probably end up being recorded as having a bigger viewing audience than the first round of St. Louis, Minnesota.
Well, yeah, maybe in Toronto area.
No, I just think in the world because it's not exciting. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anaheim, Calgary. I'm going Anaheim in five.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised.
Anaheim in five. Calgary hasn't won in Anaheim in, I believe, it's 23 games. And that streak will continue. They'll lose the first two in Anaheim, win one in Calgary, and they'll split in Calgary, and then Anaheim will finish them off in Anaheim, five games. Johnny Gaudreau is not built for the playoffs. Sean Monahan ain't that great. In Anaheim, Giordano who's been criticized by Anaheim for being dirty, won't have a good series, and Elliott will fall off the map just like he did for my team in my hockey pool.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm not a big fan of the Randy Carlyle Ducks, although I will concede that, like you, they will win the series, but I think Calgary will push them as well to Game 7 because I think that not only did they play substantially better in the weeks leading up to the final weekend of the season, but one of the things I noticed was with all the attention the Edmonton Oilers were getting, I think a lot of their guys are going to step up. I think playing in front of their home crowds, they're going to show that they're proud to be Flames, and I think they're going to push Anaheim to seven. I don't think they're going to beat them, but I think we're going to get a pretty good effort, especially from Johnny Hockey on the big stage. You know, he's tired of people talking about the Leaf rookies and Lonnie and Eichel. He's going to want to step up and get noticed.
Yeah, he's going to get pushed around by the Getzlaffs, Kesslers of the world.
He's so frail. Eh? He's such a little Dr. Glass. He's like, look at me. If you tap me, I break. Tap my hand, I'll break. But what's to stop him from reinforcing his gloves? Right? Like, wear some kind of polycarbine insulation. I don't know. Put it on. It's just so funny because they were tapping him that whole game so many times. It was so obvious they were trying to break him.
Yeah, they do the same to Brendan Gallagher.
Yeah,
with his twice broken hand. That's happening to him a lot. Edmonton, San Jose, you're up first.
Now here's the thing.
The Oilers, I think we might be on the same page on this one. Let's see.
The Oilers really impressed me this year. They finished with 100 points during the regular season, which is so commendable. And of course, Connor McDavid finished with 100 points as well. So there's like this cool symmetry. They really showed me a reason to believe in them. But I'd like to think this is the Sharks' last gasp. This is it. If this group can't find a way to get deep into the playoffs, I think they're going to be dismantled, quite frankly. So in that regard, I really think they're going to find a way and beat the Oilers in seven.
Really?
Yeah.
This is my upset of the Western Conference. I think Edmonton's going to take this series in seven games. I think they have the size to compete with the Sharks now with Maroon, Cassian, and Lucic. I think the way Lucic has been playing the past couple of weeks is he's just going to be pushing around the Sharks, just like he did in his old Bruins days. And of course, Connor McDavid, the way he is, he's just going to expose San Jose for being so slow. And I think Joe Thornton is hobbled, and so is Logan Couture a bit. Brent Burns has really slowed down the past 6 years. Are you all right there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to make a left turn, and I got stuck in one of those lanes where I have to turn right. So I'm trying to like get someone's attention who can let me in, and I feel bad because I got a lady behind me, and she's looking at me like, "You should have thought about this in advance." Anyways, I'm sorry. Continue.
No problem. I'm choosing Edmonton in seven. Speed and size and goaltending. I think Cam Talbot can out-goaltend Martin Jones over a seven-game series. And that's my upset for the West. I think Edmonton's going to take it.
I think that's fair. I really do. I'm not going to be surprised if that happens, but I'd like to think that, you know, Marty Jones and that leadership core and those talented players they have, and I think Brent Burns will be unleashed. He'll go all Hulk. He's been Bruce Banner for like a month and a half, but I think he's going to go Hulk mode, and that's going to be it's going to be like the Ragnarok Thor trailer. Really exciting. God, what a good trailer that was.
Yeah, oh, it was very good.
I'm back. As you like to say.
I am back. I'm a sucker for the Hulk. Roy's being a child.
But this looks really good. Like, this looks like they just kind of, you know, they channel the whole Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's do it really whimsical.
And they channel a little bit of Spartacus there. He looked like original character Spartacus.
I didn't even think about that until now. Good for you. Congrats.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Let's go over to the East. Boston, Ottawa.
This is a
series. Your turn.
I think it's, I've been opening up, but you can go, whatever you want. I'm being
Boston,
pursued by the police.
Ottawa. Nice. I'm going, this is a tough one too, but I'm going Bruins in seven. Actually, maybe Bruins in six.
I don't think that's unreasonable. I mean, who's been the hottest team in the NHL in the last 15, 20 games, right?
Yeah. The reason Anderson's hasn't been great as of late, I just don't think Ottawa's forwards can carry them enough. Even though I'm a big fan of Stone and Hoffman, and Carlson, of course, but I just don't think the supporting cast is there. I don't think they're deep enough. I think Patty Bergeron, the Angel, Brad Marchand, Krejci, and Pasternak will get them through past the and I think Tuukka will out-goaltend Anderson.
That's
Bruins in six or seven.
That's where I would start my perspective as well. I think the Bruins are going to win in six, and I think Rask is going to outplay Anderson. I think Rask has been, you know, aside from Chara, the one main constant over the years as the team's evolved and somewhat devolved to see what's happening, and I think he's going to play really well. And when you've got
so you're Peter, going Boston?
I'm going Boston in six. I think
we're on the same page on that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate to admit it, but sometimes miracles do happen.
Yes. And now the series that I don't know what day it opens, but I do want to watch it. Pittsburgh versus Columbus.
Great series. And sorry, Alex, I'm trying to turn. Is talking to you at the same time and driving is not a good idea. Sometimes when I'm trying to stare at my GPS. No, it's all good. I guess I'm taking an alternate route. That's good. So where were we? Yes. Pittsburgh versus Columbus. It's going to certainly be, I think, the most entertaining of the opening round series.
A lot of hate. Oh, there's going to be a lot of hate.
There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of talent. And there are some real game breakers now on both teams that have coaches who hold them to the fire. So I'm going to flip a coin on this one. But given the fact that Columbus is hungry and that their fans are going to be ravenous and realizing that they have a legitimate team that can go deep in the playoffs, I think they're going to find a way to be upset. I don't know if you, I'm not going to call it an upset. I think they're going to beat the Pens in seven.
Wow. See, with Letang's injury, I think that hurts Pittsburgh a lot. So I think defense and goaltending, you give the edge to Columbus with Bobrovsky, who's having a Vezina-type season. But I just can't bet against the way Crosby's playing. And Malkin got a rest. Malkin is going to be back for the playoffs. I think Crosby's on a mission. And I know I'm going to love watching Dubinsky and Crosby go at it. But I just think Crosby's on a mission. And I think they will win a very, very difficult series of seven games. So I'm going Pittsburgh in seven.
All right. It's good to disagree sometimes.
And here we go. Let's go to the Montreal New York Rangers series,
or as I like to call it, the series that love no longer cares about. because I think this is going to be an uneventful series. I think this is going to be a series where the Canadiens will beat the Rangers rather handily. The Rangers strike me as a very lifeless team, and I think with the exception of Lundqvist, who will do his darndest to keep them in games, I think the Habs will handle them easily. I'm expecting them to beat the Rangers at six.
Yeah, they're heavy, heavy favorites among a lot of experts across the NHL. And yeah, I agree. It's going to be Montreal. Carey Price versus Lundqvist. Lundqvist hasn't been the Lundqvist of the past few years. He's just not himself. He was injured. Since his injury, I heard he's 1-3-2. So that's not good. And I just think that Montreal's forward group will be able to outperform the Rangers' forward group. So, yeah, Habs in five. Wow.
Doesn't bode well for those Rangers.
And now something that you have only witnessed once in the past 14 years. Is it 14 or 13? Which is a Maple Leafs playoff series.
Wow.
Maple Leafs versus the Washington Capitals. And I know you think that the Leafs are going to win in three games, but I need your real answer here.
So uncalled for. It really conveys a sense of profound disrespect for the listener, because that's what the listeners are doing right now. They're saying, uncalled for, unnecessary. Leafs fan is going to be very critical and objective and will not do what he wants to instinctively, which is call a four-game sweep for the Leafs. This is going to be an entertaining series. It's going to evidently end with the Capitals winning, which I think would be an extraordinary upset of the first order for the Leafs to find a way to beat them, especially with their D the way it is. But I think there will be some surprises. I think the Rooks are going to step up. I think Babcock's going to motivate his team to have this kind of anything goes, leave it all out at mentality. I'm going to say this series, believe it or not, is going to go six games.
In the Capitals' favor.
Yeah, obviously in the Capitals' favor. But yeah. I think the Leafs are going to win one at home, and they might even surprise the Capitals by winning one on the road. And, of course, you know how hockey momentum works. If they beat the Caps early and put the pressure on them, then they have more margin for doing creative things at home against a team that's feeling pressure. We can at least agree this. Of all the first-round scenarios where you're taking on a Goliath, this one's a fragile Goliath. This Goliath is like, cannot afford to lose anymore. So if somehow they drop a game or two early on the Leafs, watch out. Do you agree with that?
That's true. They are fragile. But I just think that they're... mission is so strong this year that they know what they're up against, that they know their past, that they're not going to let it happen.
It's hard to bet against them. It's hard to go against any notion that they won't fulfill their destiny of getting back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, especially with Ovechkin. I mean, I like the way he's played. He hasn't been scoring a lot of goals at the same usual clip, but defensively he's become a really good two-way player, and that's what matters right now in the playoffs.
I think he kind of sent a message this past week in Toronto when he went around smashing all your
goals. Oh, man. Especially in that third period, he was like, he was doing his best Eric Lindros imitation.
Yeah.
He was skating with a power forward swagger, you know, because you know how sometimes he can be a weasel with his hits. I would say Alex Ovechkin has a 1-3, 1-4 hit ratio where every third or fourth hit smells a little bit. It's legal, but it smells.
Kind of like how Wendell Clark's were like every 3 out of 4 were smelly.
I'd have to go to the tape and check that. I'm pretty sure you're wrong. But there's no question that with a resurgent, focused, ravenous Alex Ovechkin, the Caps will take the series.
I think the series, yes, is going to be in the Caps' favor. As much as, I mean, it'd be great. Playoffs in the city is always great. It's great. It's fun. And, you know, businesses do well and stuff. But this is going to be one of those learning moments for a young Toronto Maple Leafs team that tells them that the playoffs are a different story than the regular season. It's going to be like a kind of a rude, like, easy there, kids. You're not here yet. We're the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
And we're going to just roll over you. And I'm not saying it disrespectfully because it's obviously a great core with the Leafs moving forward, but it's just, you know how those young upstart teams always get destroyed in their first taste of playoff actions, whether it's the Oilers, although they destroyed Montreal in like the early 80s and stuff. But, you know, when the Oilers learned against the Islanders, they're like, oh, we need to – they saw the Islanders all bruised and bandaged and stuff like that after they won the Cup, and they said, oh, we realize that we have to play that way.
Yeah,
you have to learn to lose before you win, and I think this is going to be one of those learning to lose moments.
You're probably right. You're probably right. And what I love though is the win-win scenario for my team compared to yours. If you end up losing and bowing out quickly, then your team will be called upon as being, you know, as failing to meet expectations. Whereas my team can do no wrong. My team can lose 4 straight by a combined total of 20 goals to 3, and it'll still be written about as being a monumentally successful year. So that's just the way it works sometimes, right?
That's very true.
It's sad but true.
You guys are Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. So if you get swept, so 10:30 p.m., you're swept 20 goals to 3 over the course of the series. I'll hear this sound. Well, time to move on to baseball.